We don't march and protest because we like to march and protest.
All we want to do is be free.
Sean King.
From our Radio 103.9 studios, New York Daily News, injustice reporter, Sean King. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. This morning, I'm excited to bring some good news. You know, a huge part of my calling in life is to tell stories of injustice that simply aren't being told anywhere else. And that's why over the past few weeks, I've come on here to talk about the young Beaumont Bulls football team or Deborah Danner or Renee Davis, two women who were struggling with mental illness who were shot and killed by police last month. Those stories, they need to be told and they need to be known if their families are going to have any chance of justice. But this morning, I have some good news that I'm excited to share with everybody. This weekend, my 10-year-old son and I traveled to Oakland, California to support San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick as he hosted a camp for kids in the Bay Area from the ages of 10 to 18 called the I Know My Rights Camp. And it was an absolutely beautiful experience, and it was beautiful for at least three reasons that I want to share with everybody this morning. First and foremost, I saw Colin Kaepernick operating in his higher purpose in life. I sincerely think the brother has found his calling. Football is his profession. It's what he does to make a living. It's a skill he's developed. But I sincerely believe that his calling in life is and will continue to be a brave leader for our children and youth. In him, I saw a free man. His eyes were free. His spirit was free. His energy was free. I know freedom when I see it, and it was encouraging to my own soul to see another brother walking in it. He is doing what he has been called to do. Secondly, the camp itself was a major success. It gathered hundreds of kids from throughout Oakland and San Francisco and Richmond, California, to not only teach them what their rights are with police and the criminal justice system, but to teach them essential life lessons about history, about their health, about their finances, and about higher education. The kids all showed up to see and hear Colin Kaepernick, and he knew that. The brother literally took photos with every single person in the building. But it was not a Colin Kaepernick festival. He brought in experts to teach the kids essential life lessons and skills to help them succeed and thrive, and they were willing in huge part to listen because Colin Kaepernick asked them to listen. Lastly, and this is great news for everybody, Colin announced his dream to eventually host these camps in cities all over the country. It's a major undertaking, but I want to tell you what I do know. He didn't hire an event firm to do all the work for him. The brother literally found the speakers, helped design the t-shirts, and when I spoke with him the night before the event at 1 a.m., he was literally up late packing the giveaway backpacks for the kids. The man cares. And I'm excited for these camps to start in other cities because our kids need to learn these lessons and our schools damn sure aren't teaching them. I want to close this morning with a story. At the very end of the camp, Colin got on the mic to share something very personal that he had never shared before. After giving the kids a familiar narrative on how Black history began thousands of years before slavery, thousands of years before police brutality and hashtags of our sisters and brothers that are being shared now on social media, he told the kids how being adopted as a child by a white family who soon moved from Milwaukee, where he was born, to California, where he was raised, caused him to know very little about how he was not only how he was raised, but where he came from. All he really knew was that he was from Milwaukee. That was the beginning and the end of his history, until he decided to do an ancestry DNA test where he discovered that his lineage stretched all the way back to Ghana and Nigeria. And he said for the first time in his life, he had a deep personal connection that stretched far beyond his birth in Milwaukee. And then he announced to the kids that he arranged for every child in the room to have their ancestry DNA test done so that they could experience what he has experienced. It was powerful. But he wanted them to do it at a much younger age. I can't wait to hear how it impacts the kids as they begin to get their results back. My final thought is this. When people ask you, what is Colin Kaepernick doing other than taking a knee during the Star Spangled Banner? Let them know that he is inspiring and changing the lives of young people, first in his hometown, but soon all over the country.
Now, there was no publicity about this.
Yeah, he kept it low. Even when he invited me to come out, he asked me, like, Sean, don't tweet about it. You know, there was really no local media or press there. He wasn't doing it, to be seen. But he really wanted to have an impact on those kids' lives and their families' lives.
Over 100 kids?
Oh, several hundred, man. Maybe close to 300 kids from all over the Bay Area, ages 10 to 18. And the kids were starstruck, but he was so down to earth. And he literally took pictures with every single kid there, selfies, and they had a photo line as well. So it was a powerful thing, man.
And they understand what he is standing for or taking a knee for.
Yeah, and see, that's part of what hit me, Sybil, was these kids are well aware of the sacrifice that he has made and the way he's put himself out there. And they see him as not just a football star, but they see him as kind of a cultural superhero. I talked to a lot of the kids, and when they think of who is standing up against injustice, he's one of the first people that comes to their mind.
300 kids, over 300 kids in this camp. Who financed this?
Man, it was financed by him. And, he pledged before the season started that this year not only would he dedicate at least $1 million to issues of justice around the country, but that he was also dedicating all of his jersey sales, because his jersey, you may know, went all the way to number one. So he was dedicating any money he got back from jersey sales to the cause as well. And so this is something he underwrote himself, that he didn't want any sponsors, because it was a radical moment. I mean, we were talking about real hard stuff, and he didn't want any interference with that.
Mm. Wow. Colin Kaepernick.
And what about his support system? Does he have a good support system in
he
terms
does,
of
you
those
know.
Around him?
Yeah. He has a real tight-knit circle of friends and family who, you know, love and support him unconditionally. And in addition, he has a partner in life, a great woman. She was there who really helped organize a lot of it alongside him. And he's got a good crew there in the Bay Area as well. So strong dude, strong, a righteous guy. So it was a powerful moment.
It was a powerful story. Really, really good.
Yeah. Do you know if he watches Shameless? Because the kid on Shameless just got his ancestry dug. He wanted to prove he was part black so he could get some affirmative action.
But
just to
write
it up.
Man. what does Colin say about all these people, like the Beaumont incident, where that people are taking a knee and being punished? What does he say about those people?
It's a lot, man. It's so much like the civil rights movement in that. During the civil rights movement, when older leaders of the movement saw kids being arrested and attacked, it simultaneously grieved them and broke their hearts, but also inspired them deeply. And that's how I speak with Colin often. And that's his thought, man. I mean, his heart breaks to see that any kids are getting any blowback or negative, responses to it. But he's reached out to a lot of them, be it through me or directly, to let them know he has their back, and has even sent some of them some support. So, I mean, he's very tuned in, particularly to what kids are facing.
It's too bad the team is struggling. I wish
I know
he was
it, man. Yeah,
a better
get better
season.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and it's not just him. It's the whole darn team. They're
going to have a rough season, But, the guy stays in good spirits, man. He's a positive guy. He's the right leader for that team at the moment, for sure.
That's very cool.
Colin Kaepernick. Good job, Sean.
Yeah, thank y'all.
Sean King.